All right, so this happened to me when I was 17. I went to Costa Rica for the summer. I did a language program there for 6 weeks. And it seems like there'll be a theme of just like how did this possibly happen? So my story is also kind of like that. So anyway, I was there for 6 weeks doing a language program, and every weekend we'd go away to, you know, different, like to the beach, or we'd go hiking. So I had 1 week left. This was my last weekend there. And we went away to this beautiful national forest around the base of a volcano. And I was with three other Americans who I met, and we just, you know, took the bus, went there for the weekend. And so we were hiking. We were about a mile in. It was just absolutely gorgeous, and there were, you know, it was an active volcano. So there were, like, steam vents coming up from the ground, and the howler monkeys were, like, roaring like lions in the background. It was just beautiful. So we're walking along, and we come across a sign that says Prohibidad, which remarkably means prohibited, in case you didn't know that. And which I did know that at the time, however, I guess I thought it didn't really apply to me. So I was like, looks fine to me. So I kept walking. So I went past the sign, and it was absolutely enchanting. So I'm walking along, I'm like, this is, what an experience this is. And I stepped on a rock, and then I stepped on what I thought was the ground, but it wasn't actually, it was just crust. And my foot broke through that crust into like 830-degree sulfuric mud, all the way down to, you know, up to my ankle. And the skin just peeled back on my ankle. And luckily I had really thick rubber-soled shoes, so the bottom of my shoe was okay. But the ankle was not so okay. And I scream, and the other people I was with were, like, around the bend, so they were picturing me, like, up to my waist in lava or something, which I wasn't, but they run back, and I'm like, ugh, you know, I'm crying, so we run, let's find a stream. We're like, let's find a stream to cool it off. But we run, we find a stream, and we start splashing water, but unfortunately it's a hot spring because it's around a volcano. So I'm like, no, this doesn't feel good. So then we kept on running. We run to another stream, and that is a cold stream. So we splash water, and I'm crying. And we're like, all right, it's not so bad. We're only like a mile from the base where we started. So I'm like, all right, I think I can do this. I took this shoe off. I'm like, I think I can walk back, one shoe on, one shoe off. So we start walking, and we look at the signs, and I don't really know what happened. I don't blame myself, but somehow, clearly it was like base camp a mile that way, and then it was like ranger station 5 miles that way, and we decide to go that way. So then we keep hiking, and like, we think we should be back at the beginning by now, like where we started. So we're not. So 5 miles later, we were like up into the forest, and we come upon a house, and we're like, hola, hola! And it was, you know, like, this is, you know, and actually, I couldn't really feel it by then, because it kind of goes numb after a while, but anyway, so then a man comes out, and and we're like, do you have a car? Do you have something? Can we, you know, what can we do to get to the hospital? And he says, I don't have a car, but I do have one horse, and you can ride. He looks at me, and he's like, you can ride it down. And I'm like, A, I can't ride a horse, and B, I don't think I can ride a horse to the hospital. I don't think that's going to happen. So then he's like, well, plan B, we can radio for a Jeep taxi. So we go into his house, and he's like, lives there with his wife and his daughter, like in the middle of nowhere, and they radio down. They have this very, very loud radio that they live with in their living room, just like all day long. So they radio down. He's like, we need a taxi, and by the way, could you also bring, like, 3 tomatoes and, like, a loaf of bread, like, an onion? I don't blame him, though. Like, it's like they don't have a car, so, like, you're going to have a taxi coming up there. Might as well bring some groceries. So then the taxi comes, and we ride, and it's, like, off-roading Jeep ride to the hospital. We probably get there, like, half an hour later. And then I have to, like, shamefacedly, like, walk of shame into the hospital, like, you know, what happened to you? Oh, I guess I stepped in a volcano. They're like, What? How did that happen? Wasn't there a sign? Yes, there was a sign. I don't know, you know. And they clean it out and send me on my way. I'm like, okay, I have a week left. They're like, okay, you should, you know, you should rest. And then when you get back to the States, you should go figure that out. So then I, you know, spend the last week of my trip on the couch watching Latin American soap operas of my poor host family. And my host family was like pouring olive oil on it to soothe it. So I was basically just like basting in olive oil for a week till I come back to the States, and my mom looks at it and she's like, yeah, that doesn't look good. So let's go to the hospital. So we went to the hospital and they brought it. No, they had never seen a volcano burn. So they brought in the entire unit. Like, wow, that's fascinating. And they explained that it was indeed a third-degree burn. It wasn't going to grow back. And I had to actually have two surgeries, one probably just to clean out the olive oil, which was not a good idea. Probably good if you have, like, a tiny burn, but not if you have a third-degree burn. So that, and the second one, they took some skin from my hip and put it on my ankle. And, but, you know, modern medicine, now I can walk. I think I have a little limp sometimes, people tell me that, but other than that, you probably will notice it now that I said that, but otherwise you wouldn't have noticed it. So yeah, I guess, you know, if a sign says prohibited, it's probably for a good reason, and that's my story.